The Power of a Postcard. I took a pack of old Indonesian postcards to my first Indonesian language lesson in Bandung, on the island of Java in Indonesia, as a means of developing vocabulary. My teacher, Ibu Leila Hashim, leafed through them, picking out a word here and a word there to teach me. Then, holding a card of a large residential building, she froze. "Rumah ini, rumah saya," she gasped, leaving the room in a dash. She returned with a framed picture removed from her living room wall. "This house is my house." The skin on her arm showed goose flesh as she explained that this brightly painted wooden adat, or traditional house, had been built by her family in Padang Panjang, central Sumatra, in the 1870s. Although she possessed photos of her house in the 1950s, she had never seen a picture of it with a thatched palm roof. She knew that, starting in the early 1930s, a zinc roof had been put on. I gave her the old card and several months later visited her in her family home. How small the world can be shows the power of a postcard. The story was written up in the March 1994 issue of the in-flight magazine Garuda, of which the first page is pictured here.